Okay. So the series that we've been doing is called I'm Not Okay. I'm just going to do a quick for you guys. Hey? You know? Okay. And the series is pretty much, okay, this is for Natalie and everyone else who hasn't been here. The series is pretty much about the fact that as teenagers, and not only as teenagers, as adults, as human beings, sometimes, most of the times, sometimes in our lives, we aren't okay. And the series has pretty much been about taking off our masks and just showing our true colors in terms of where we're at as teenagers, as students, as scholars, as friends, as boyfriends and girlfriends. Those of you who have those. The stuff that's going on in our lives, we've been kind of like walking in here, taking off our masks and saying, okay, this is where I'm at. I'm not okay. That's pretty much what this has been about. And today, and we've spoken about I'm not okay, and we spoke about family. We spoke about stuff at home and like, you know, sibling rivalry, parents fighting, stuff like we're not okay at home. We spoke about we're not okay with friends. We spoke about like friends who have issues. I don't know if you guys ever have any issues in your friendship or you're always smiley, wily together. But we spoke about the fact that, you know, sometimes friends have stuff that happened and it's nonsense and we don't like it and it's uncomfortable and you fight and you argue. And we spoke about that and we had a chance to kind of talk that through. We spoke about what else? Family? Friends? Huh? I shouldn't have said all these things. I should have asked you guys to actually come and explain. It was the introduction. We only spoke about family and friends. Is that correct? Okay. And today, we're going home to I'm not okay with me. All right? Let's start. Before I start, I want to play this video. I wanted to start with this video because when we watch that or when I watch it, it's almost like there's no ways I can't be okay with what I have. Right? How many of you have arms in here? How many of you have legs in here? And that video, I chose to start with it. So here's what I want to talk about. Guys, today we're going to start off from the positive. If you don't have arms and legs, I can understand. And I can be like, oh, I can understand why you said. But when we see that oak there, it's like there's no ways that we can't make our lives work. You know what I mean? When he says that stuff is bad at home, I know stuff is bad at home for some of you, half of you, most of you. I don't know the numbers, but I do know people in here who are struggling at home. I do know people in here who are struggling with themselves. But why I started with that video is because something in there says to us there is absolutely no ways that we won't make it. We move from I'm not okay with me to I'm not okay, but I will be. And it's not a one day I will be okay. My goal this evening is for us to get to a place where we can say, I am me and I am okay after tonight. My goal tonight is for you guys to realize that you can be okay once you leave here if you choose to listen to what I'm saying, one, listen to each other when you guys start saying stuff, two, and taking that stuff and actually making it work for yourselves. All right? Are we together? That's my goal for this evening. I know some of you go through all of this stuff. My life sucks. Oh, I have to pass whatever or get a certain grade in order to be able to get my blazer. I have to play a certain team to get my, you know, and you think, oh man, I have to do A, B, C, D, E. I have to take this job because my parents need money at home. I need to do, and you're like, my life sucks. You look around and you think, I'm not good enough. I'm not talented enough. I'm not happy enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not outgoing enough. And everybody in here, we're all so good at looking at our lives and going, oh, man, I don't have this. I don't have this. I don't have this. I don't have this. We all go through this stuff. We all go through moments where we feel like we'll never make it. Every single day of our lives, there's some area in our lives where we're not okay. We look in the mirror and we see what we shouldn't see. How many of you, you know, there's some days when you wake up, and I'm sure everyone has this, and you just look good. You ever have a way it's like, hey, no, today. Have you ever had those days? I'm not the only one who has that. And then there's some days you're like, no, man, I didn't look like this the other day. And you almost, you try, and this is what I do. I put, and then I'm like, and it's still like, it's not as hot as what it was last week. Sometimes we wake up and we feel You guys are making me feel like I'm the only person who feels this. Right? There's some, I don't know what happens. It's like a biological, I don't know what. But some days, sometimes you don't even have to put anything on. You just wake up and it's just like, whoa. You know what I mean? But sometimes we wake up and we look at ourselves funny. We can all answer this question. There's something that we can answer about this. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be and why? All of us have an answer to this if we give enough time to it. Because no one here is perfect. We all have times of self-doubt. All of us. I was performing this evening at Monte Casino for like a Women's Day thing. And it was like 100+ ladies. And there were times where I was like, yeah, I don't know how it's going to work out, and I don't know how they're going to think. All of us have moments where we have to do something and we doubt ourselves. All of us have moments where we're so self-conscious of what we look like, what we sound like, especially when we're about to present ourselves out there to the world. Some of us, when we're about to go out, it's like, hey, man, are my jeans low enough? Can they see enough of my butt? Am I cool? We all go through those moments where we're self-conscious about what we look like. Some of us have moments where we absolutely hate ourselves. Whether we do something or somebody says something to us and it just takes us, and we're like, you know what? I really, really, really don't like myself right now. I really, really, really hate myself right now. We all have problems at some point in our lives where we feel low and our esteem is like lowered. But this evening, I want us to move forward. I want us to find steps to how we can. This was Mark's shirt. Let me zoom in there. I know I'm special because God don't make no junk. Here's what I want. Everybody stand up. This is just, and I want you to look at yourselves and I want you to say to yourself, I know I'm special because God don't make no junk. Okay, sit down. Oh, yes, that's going to work perfectly. Okay. We've got to start moving from that place of thinking all this bad stuff about us and go to the place, these guys. No, disruption is what it is. When God created me, he was showing off. That's another cute statement. Nobody is perfect, guys. Nobody in this room is perfect. If I pick up, stand up here, Jonathan. Come here. Stand here. Boom. Come here, Keenan. Boom. Make a line here. Make a line. Make a line. Make a line. Boom. Come, stand. Boom. Terrence, stand at the end there. Boom. Nobody here is the same. You know, if we had to say, who's the most beautiful? You can't say, what can you just, if we hear and we say, okay, guys, everyone grab a piece of paper and write this down in terms of scores. Who is the kindest person out of these four? You guys are not helping my cause here. All of these guys have a different style. All of these guys have a different swag. They have a different attitude. They have different contribution to the world. You know when someone walks in here, they're a little bit like this. The other person is a little bit like this. But if we had to lose one of them, boom. We're poorer for it. If this was the world and the world existed and it was something, all it had was this kind of people, and we lose one and one and one. Nobody is perfect. So what are the steps to be okay with who I am? I think I told you guys this story about Oprah. Did I tell you about this? When what was it? The anorexic story, the lady was on Oprah. She's sitting down on Oprah, and she's struggling with anorexia, right? And there was like an actress on Oprah's stage who had struggled with anorexia, and she'd kind of beaten it. Anorexia is when you starve yourself, or when you eat you, and then you, yes, right? So you get thin, and it's like really, really. So now this lady is struggling with this because this thing can become an addiction. You know what I mean? Just as much as drugs are an addiction, some people are addicted to
what do you call, cleaning, like you say.
So this lady is trying to get over this thing, and this actress is on stage with Oprah, and Oprah is telling her, how did you get over this struggle with bulimia? Is that the right term? I think it is. And the actress says, well, you know, you've really got to start to change the way that you see yourself. You've got to start to see yourself for who you really are. And the person in the audience kind of nods, and Oprah's like, great. And the person in the audience is like, I hear you, but how do you do that? So that she tries again. You've got to kind of see yourself healthily instead of, I'm going to go back, cardinal, and stop seeing yourself negatively. You've got to look at yourself in the mirror, and you've got to literally change the way that you think. The girl sits there, and she's like, yeah, okay, but how do I do that? And you know what happened? How the story ends? The lady died. The disease or the addiction killed her. Why? Not because she didn't want to get well. She didn't know how to get well. And some of us here are like, man, I know I'm struggling with A, I know I'm struggling with B, I know I'm struggling with C, and I want to get free, but I don't know how. And this evening, one of the things we, this whole series, what we've been trying to do, is try to give you guys the how. Because it's one thing, what we don't want is to be like, the word is awesome, and the word works. But if you don't understand what the word is saying to you, there's no way it's going to change your life. I can preach up a storm here. Mark can come every Sunday and preach up a storm to you guys. But if you don't understand what he's saying, it's not going to change your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we've got to, and you guys have got to help us this evening. You guys have got to help us to be able to communicate in a way that you understand. It's one thing to be able to say, guys, renew your mind. You've got to renew your mind. You've got to take every thought captive and put it under the lordship of Christ. And you've got to renew your mind, and that's how you get well. For some people, it's like, that's great, that's in the Bible, but I don't know what that even means. And I know I'm going off track here, but some of you, you come on Sundays and you check in, you listen, you don't understand a thing, and then you check out. Yeah, I know we did some series about identity and we made in Christ, and it doesn't mean anything to you. So my plea for you guys this evening, get these steps about how you get well. I don't have the slide with me, but you remember what happened in the other two? What was the first step? Admit to yourself. You remember those? Those aren't just pretty little steps that Mark put together for a nice presentation. That's something that you should take and go, man, when I'm struggling, one, I've got to admit to myself that I'm struggling. What's the next step? Speak to Father. Man, and all of a sudden, church comes alive because now you're applying this stuff. I have admitted to myself. I'm honest. I'm specific that, okay, I've got a problem with whatever, my friend. Or I've got a problem with my mom. Or I've got a problem with my brother. And you're specific and you admit it. You pray about it. You speak to Father about it. What was the third step? You tell a friend. You SMS someone. You mix it someone. You BBM someone. Am I about to kick you out? No. You BBM someone. You Facebook someone. You tell a friend. What was the fourth one? Ask for help. If your friends are struggling and they don't know how to help you, sometimes it's like, I was with friends of mine this week and we were talking about stuff in marriage and wives and like how we don't understand our wives. And the three of us were like, oh man, I don't know, and this. And we were all sharing the stories. And in the end, none of us stood up and said, this is what we have to do. But there was something that was good about just sharing each other's stories. So that at least I know, okay, I'm not alone. Can you imagine if I was married and everybody out there seemed to have a perfect marriage? Like, they come to church. And I know that I've just had a fight with my wife on Sunday. And I walk through the life and I'm like, who am I going to talk to? Nobody seems to have problems here. That's the most loneliest place to be when you feel like you're the only one who feels stuff. You tell a friend, ask for help. And then the fourth one, focus on the future. Okay? I don't know where I was with that. But the steps are there so you guys don't die. Spiritually, physically, emotionally. The steps are there so you guys don't die like that lady on Oprah. Okay, first exercise. To being well with yourself. Today it's the ABCs. Accept yourself. I like this video that I'm about to play. I know this is sometimes a hard question. When someone asks you, okay, who are you? Like, where do you start? You know, in Joburg, it's always, hi, I'm Jonathan. I'm an accountant. I work at Alexander Forbes. Or, how's it? I'm James. Or you guys, how's it? I'm James. I go to Parktown North. I'm in grade. Whatever. Not this James. Why does it have to be this James? You know? Or you guys, hi, I'm Sarah. Like I even how I asked David. Hi, David, how are you? Where do you go to school? And it's always like this whole thing about who you are. This is a nice video that I want to play before we get the exercise going. Let me paint the picture. So this guy, this movie is called Anger Management, right? And Adam Sandler is sitting in a group where everybody's introducing themselves. And look at how Adam Sandler struggles to answer a very simple question.
Dave, tell us about yourself. Who are you?
Well, I'm an executive assistant at a major pet products company.
Dave, I don't want you to tell us what you do. I want you to tell us who you are.
Oh, wow. As I thought everything was perfect, it's not. Okay. No, we're going to go back, Can you imagine? Here we go.
Dave, tell us about yourself. Who are you?
Well, I'm an executive assistant at a major pet products company.
Dave, I don't want you to tell us what you do. I want you to tell us who you are.
Oh, all right. I'm a pretty good guy. I like playing tennis on occasion.
Also, not your hobbies, Dave. Just simple. Tell us who you are.
Maybe you could give me an example of what a good answer would be. What did you say?
You want Lou to tell you who you are.
No, I'm a nice, easygoing man. I might be a little bit indecisive at times.
Dave, you're describing your personality. I want to know who you are.
I don't know what the hell you want me to say. Ooh. I mean, I'm sorry. I want to answer your question. Just not doing it right, I guess.
I think we're getting a picture, Dave.
Okay, lights on. Now, I want everybody to go to the table tennis board. I want you to grab a piece of paper. And I want you to answer this question. Who are you? All right? I want you to find your own corner somewhere. I don't want you to speak to anyone. And I want you to write down, however you want to write it down, who are you? One of the hardest questions you'll ask, one of the questions you'll be answering for the rest of your life. People have midlife crises. Because they don't know the answer to this question. So this is by no means a final word about who you are. God made you in such a way that you're going to grow. You're going to find out different things about who you are, what you like, what kind of people you like, what kind of stuff you like. This is just a snapshot of maybe for now, for today, this is who I am. I'm going to ask two people who don't usually come to speak. No, Warren, not you. To come and read. No, Caitlin. Not you. Like someone who's never spoken to come and read what she wrote. Don't point at anyone. Don't point at anyone. Okay? There's an exercise here. Anybody who's written down something, and I want them to come up and say, this is what I wrote. Boo-boo. I'll even bring the mic to you. As you've seen, I'm not shy in waiting. There we go. David, come. Oh, you want me to bring it to you? Okay.
I am David, a child of the Father God, a blessing to all around me. Person is not perfect, but he tries my best at everything. I bless all those around me and welcome the people around me to help me get closer to God. I am me, the one and only me, and I am proud of it. I'm not the most popular, amazing thing since sliced bread, but I am proud of who I am. Smiley face, smiley face.
Smiley face, smiley face. All right, that's cool. Give him a clap. That's brave. That's nice. All right, and some of yours might be different from that. Some of yours, it's fine. Come, come. I want to hear, there's no right or wrong answer. People have started from personalities to nationalities to race. It doesn't matter, but it's just your interpretation for now.
Mine is long. Okay. I'm loving, kind, always try to help people, and I still sleep with a teddy. I try to have, I try to have patience, but not always. And I am a human being. I am not afraid to admit that I am a SpongeBob fan and a Donald Duck fan. I play guitar, or try to. I play, what? I'm also afraid of the future. I am autistic. I'm clever when I want to be. No, really, when I really want to. I'm forward. Where was I? And then, yeah. I'm happy with who I am. Yeah, boy.
Awesome. Give her a hand. Come on, guys. Let's encourage. Awesome. Two more. Come, guys. Come on. Shalom. Come. Took you a while to start writing, though.
Okay. My voice is going. I am a miracle to be here. I'm a chance to fulfill my duty. I am someone that can't be contained. I am a person that refuses to be ashamed. I am lost but found at the same time. I'm better than what people see in me, and I'm sorry to everyone who hates on me. I'm not going to change for you.
Awesome. All right. Give her a hand. Yeah. All right. Why? Okay, one more. Was that a hand? No? Come, Angel. Come, Angel. Everyone, Angel. Come on. Come, we've got time. All right, encourage her. Encourage mind.
This is going to be interesting. My name is Angel Lerato Ntinjan. I cannot answer this question because honestly, I do not know who I am myself. I'm a different person to different people. I am who you want me to be. If I told you I am whatever I am, you should know that I would not be telling the truth.
All right. That's real. That's what it is. So what happens after you accept, because why I started with that, accepting who you are. You've got to know who you are. What are you accepting? I can't just say to you, accept who you are. That's like, I don't even know who I am. What am I accepting? Am I accepting the fact that I'm quiet? Am I accepting the fact that I don't know who I am? Am I accepting the fact that I'm shy, I'm whatever? So it's one of those questions that you ask yourself, and you've got to keep asking yourself, who am I? I was sharing this with Mark this evening. You know what the Bible says in Proverbs? There's a scripture that says, the fear of man is... Are you leaving us? Are you bound? Sorry? You've got to go. All right. Are you sure? Are you okay? It seems... Can we do anything? It seems like we... Are you right? Okay. All right, Mike. Cheers. All right. The fear... What is one of the reasons that people aren't themselves? Boom, just shoot. Afraid of what people think. What are the reasons that some people aren't themselves? boom. Low self-esteem, boom. Rejection. Self-conscious. They don't know who they are. Afraid of who they might turn out to be. Guys, it happens all the time. When the Bible says that the fear of man is a snare, it's a trap, it is a snare and a trap. Why? Because it traps you from stepping out. It's as simple as, you know, when a song comes on that you love and you're in a room like this, and man, you love this song, like when you're at home, like it's on replay. And the song comes on through the speakers, and everyone is dancing, or some people are, and you want to dance, but you don't. Do you know what I mean? That fear of man can trap you even in little things like that. And you do that stuff. You like something, it's not that you don't want to do it, it's just that you're too afraid to step out and do it. And you live your life kind of like, this is who I am, this is who I am, this is who I am. They do it better, so this is who I like. No, I can't say this. And you know stuff, you don't speak out, you're not fully who you are because you're too afraid to be yourself. Exercise. Everybody, guys, that side of the room against the wall. Girls, this side against the room against the wall. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Go against the wall. Quickly, quickly, quickly. I see people walking. Yeah. Girls, this side. Boys, that side. Paul, Sechaba, please can you move these chairs out of here? Just the two of James, Keenan. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Don't be slow. I want this whole space empty here. Okay. Boom. Hey, Nina. Chair out of the way. All right. Here's what I want us to do. Here's what I want us to do. This is an exercise. Now, guys, please just do it. I know it might be weird, but just do it. Okay. One of the things that holds us back from being ourselves. One of the things that, can you take that pen there as well, friends? One of the things that holds us back from being ourselves is the fear of people. And I promise you, there's a quote or a tweet that I heard this week. It says this, something along these lines. It says, people, when you're disciplined, right? When you are disciplined, people admire you. They're able to say, wow, man, that is awesome. You know, when you see David Beckham, like in those videos, and he's doing, it's amazing. It's like, man, Shalom, please. And Tapelo, you can also have legs and move away from there. Okay. So when people have discipline, you admire them. And then he goes on to say, but there's something about somebody who's passionate. It's not just admiring, but it's contagious. Where you feel like, man, that guy just did that. I want to, and whatever it is, it comes out of you. This exercise is about opening just a little bit of a key in yourself to be yourselves. Because once you become yourself, man, there's no better feeling than becoming yourself. Where's this thing? Don't try to be someone else. You know, they have these competitions in the States where people dress like Elvis or the best Elvis lookalike. You can see that guy's like proud. And I'm sure like in his house, he's got all the CDs and the wigs and all that stuff. And it's cool to do that as a hobby, but not as a lifestyle. And some of us live like this as a lifestyle. We dress a certain way because we want to look like whoever. Girls, you guys are a certain way because you want to look like whoever the person to look like is. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Don't die a copy. So this exercise is just a simple exercise to try and unlock that freedom that allows you to do stuff. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put on a song, right? And I want, okay, first thing is this. Let's have a row of guys from that black sofa to over here. Okay, it won't be all of you. From the black, no, okay, there. Okay, row of guys. So these are my first dummy students. They don't know what I'm going to do. Okay, straight line, you're facing that way. Straight, we need more guys. We need more guys in this line. We need more guys in this line. More guys in this line. Okay. Okay, make sure you can walk across the room. When this song comes on, all right, Can you play that track? Have I got it? Yes. I want you guys to strut your stuff. Okay? What I'm saying is, I want you, as best as you can, to model. And I want you to do it like the way that you wrote on your, a walk that best describes who you are. All right? So if you're a shy guy, maybe this is your walk. If you're a whatever guy, but whatever walk that you do, it kind of gives us a slight picture of who you are. You guys ready? All right, hit it, Mr. DJ. Okay, 3, 2, 1, and. All the single ladies, now put your hands up. I want you to turn around. We just broke up. I'm doing my own thing. Turn around, go back, and then come back. All right, give it up for them, give it up. Now I want a row of girls here, walking this way. All right, a row of girls here. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. There's one. There's two. There's three. There's pump it, DJ. Pump it. All right. Now I want you guys to start your walk. Start your walk. That's a simple exercise. But why I did it is because music, and here's another example for you guys. At church, where this nails us, where this is like, difficult. You the song will come on, you like the song, or the song will come on and it makes you want to move, but you don't. Because you're in church. And so you kind of resort to the default traditional. You know, this is the church move, right? And it's amazing how even at church the fear of man grips us. Even at church, some of you will never be caught dead even doing this. Unless someone is going over a try line. But at church, there's not a chance anybody will see me do that. And it's not because you don't want to. I know you guys, if you could just... I know that you guys would be the wildest bunch ever when we're downstairs in worship. But for some reason, something says to you... you know what I mean? Okay, maybe I'm lying. I'm wrong? No. Yes? So this stuff is real. Guys, people, this is a 2009 survey. People have gone through lengths to change who they are. People have changed their body types based on celebrities. People have changed their body types based on people they want to look like. It's a reality for people who have the money and the means to do this. And I hope that when you guys are millionaires, you'll be at such a place where you don't spend anything unnecessarily on things like this. Because once you accept who you are, once you look in the mirror and accept who you are, that's the most awesome gift that you can give to yourself. I'm looking around to see. Okay. If you have a picture on the wall, just quickly grab it and then go back to your seat. If you don't have a picture on the wall, don't worry, you can still take part. Grab it quickly, sit, go back to your seat. All right, Warren, sit down. Okay. All right. Here's the question. And I want if you have a picture in your hand, I want you to kind of look at it. If you don't, just pretend you got a mirror or just listen to me. What do you think when you look at yourself in the mirror? Do you think you're the most beautiful person to have ever lived? Do you think that God has made you just the way that he wants you to look? Or do you look and say, I wish I could change. Ooh, this picture. Ooh, the lighting. Ooh, Mark, such a terrible photographer. Ooh, he didn't capture my essence. But when you look at yourselves, guys, my point tonight, like I was saying, I want you guys to get to the place where you can say, yes, I'm not perfect, but everything that I have, God gave me for a reason. Whether I'm short, whether I'm tall, whether I'm long, whether I'm whatever, God gave me this stuff for a reason. I'm going to rush through this. What is the great command? Someone asked Jesus. God asked Jesus, Lord, simplify the Bible for us. What are the greatest commandments? Jesus replied to them, you guys know this. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Without skipping a beat, or maybe he did because he didn't have timing. But Jesus, in the same breath, said, and the second one is just like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Do you realize how important that is? Some people don't understand. They separate the two, and they say the first one is a commandment. But I don't think many of us have ever heard that it is a commandment to love yourself as you love your neighbors. We kind of think, no. If I love God, that's enough. And if I hate myself, I'm not breaking any laws or I'm not breaking any commandments. Jesus in the same breath said, guys, the second one is just like it. Love yourself as you love your neighbors. Do you guys understand how important it is that you start to get a correct self-image about who you are? That first statement about, like, God doesn't make any junk, that's not just a statement. That's something that God wants you to believe. That's something that God wants you to say over and over and over. I love myself. And even if you have to ask yourself, why do I love myself? Ask yourself that and go into the journey of answering that question. Because I've got many faults. And it's so easy for me to look at my faults over the good stuff that I do. It's just the nature of human beings. You know, if you were aiming for 100% and you get 98, it's like... And that's just how we're born. I love my God. That's awesome. I love my neighbor. That's awesome. I love myself is equally as awesome. And it's not pride. It's not, I mean, when Dale said, you know, I love, I don't know if I'm misquoting you now, but when she says I'm happy with who I am or I love who I am, man, that's not pride. That's saying I don't care what people say. I don't care what the media says is beautiful. I don't care what the magazines say is beautiful. I say I'm beautiful. And it's amazing how, I don't know if you guys watched Hairspray. I didn't have time to do any of you guys seen Hairspray? This big-ish girl, very kind of like, but when you watch that movie, in the beginning, I don't know, you might be like, oh, this girl is big or whatever. But as the movie goes on and she's herself, you start to see way past her bigness and you start to see the beauty of this person. And it's simply because she's herself. She dances. She doesn't care what she goes, dances with the black guys in the TV when she's not supposed to. And she's just like this person. She goes to the houses. And you're like, this person is awesome. And all of a sudden you find yourself going, this person is awesome, not because of what she looks like, but because of who she is. And that is where the beauty is, guys. If I had to put Simone, Ashley, Caitlin, I'm looking at all the other, Tapelo, Dale, Natalie here, it's different people. And if we're going to put on our earthly eyes and say, okay, well, she's hot, 7, 6, 5, 3, that's not how God looks at us. God looks at us from the inside. So it's one, A, accept yourself. B, be yourself. And I want to encourage you guys to challenge yourselves to, man, I haven't done it, but I've always thought of doing it. Like when you walk into the garage or like Exclusive Books or a mall and the song comes on. I mean, and it's like, I love this song, but I can't dance here. You know, even in a situation like that, I ask myself, why can't I dance? Have you ever seen someone dance in public? Everybody who watches that person has a smile on their face. Because it's like this guy. Because somewhere in us, we'd like to be able to have the freedom to do that. Somewhere in us, man, we'd like to just sometimes just, and just like be ourselves. And that's what I want to challenge you guys. Start doing that. When you find yourself, that's when you got to ask yourself, why? What's going on here? Am I scared of that? And you go into that until one day you're free of the stuff. Okay. two more, and then we'll have hot chocolate. And correcting yourself. Some of you guys, all of us, have our moments where we say bad things about what we've done or what we're going to do or what we're thinking about doing. You know, whether it's physical, I'm ugly, whether it's useless, whether it's like in a situation where I just say there's no hope, whether you feel stuck or failure, when you find yourself saying negative things, C is to correct yourself. Remember this series. God made you the way you are. There's no way God will call you ugly. I don't care if the whole entire universe has come to a vote or your whole entire school has come to a vote and says the least likely person to succeed is you. I don't care if the whole Gauteng region votes you are ugly. You've got to have enough chutzpah, enough belief in God to know that that is absolute nonsense. Nobody here is useless. Nobody here has no hope. Nobody here is stuck. Nobody here is a failure. Nobody here is ugly. And I want to remind you of the video that we watched, that we kicked off from. There's no ways that any of you are worse off than that guy. And yet when you look at him, sometimes you even forget that this oak doesn't have arms and legs because of just the light that's coming out of him. All right? So you correct yourself. Whatever replacement words you want to choose. You know, if you want to say, if you always think you're ugly, find a word that you that can replace that. No, I'm not. I'm pretty. I'm whatever. If you think your bum is small, find a replacement for, no, my bum is perfect. If you think, I know girls have this, oh, my, no, my boobies, my bo- did I say boobies at church? Oh, my word. Oh, my word. My boobies are too small. Says who? Find a replace, no, my boobies are perfect. They're growing just in time because when I'm, they're going somewhere. My boobies are focusing on the future. They're going somewhere. Whatever it is that you need to do, you focus on that and you don't focus on all this other nonsense. And it's all about remembering that God made you who you are. It's all about remembering that God fashioned you. He made you perfect. And that's why you can say you're beautiful. Because you're not finished yet. I'm not finished yet. And as much as it's hard to say, to accept the fact that I've got so many faults, I've always got to go back to that place to say, Lord, I'm not done. You're not done working in me. And therefore, obviously, there'll be some deformities in my character. There'll be some, you know, disabilities in the way that I think. There'll be some places in me that are not perfect. But if I can say, it's because you're still working on me, then it's awesome. You guys remember David in the Bible? David in the Bible did some, I mean, we know he did some horrible stuff, and yet God still calls him a man after his own heart. God still says that guy there, man, he was passionate about me. In all the nonsense that David did in the Bible, Jesus and, I mean, God, Holy Spirit, all of them. They look at David and they say, this was a man after my own heart. There's an example in the Bible where David, they bring back the tabernacle. Man, look, go read about the tabernacle. But pretend like a whole army of people are bringing home, what is it? The Ark of the Covenant. I wanna find a modern day example of the Ark. Yeah, the Rugby World Cup. Like, we win the Rugby World Cup, right? And that, it's not even. The Ark of the Covenant was basically God's presence. And that doesn't mean anything. Okay, it's like the Rugby World Cup, and in the Rugby World Cup, like, God's power lives in there. And whoever has the Rugby World Cup and God living in that cup, man, that nation is just going to be awesome. And these guys were carrying the Rugby World Cup, and God's presence was living in there. In the Old Testament, that's where God resided. That's where God lived. When God said, I want to live amongst you, it wasn't like today where he's in Vincent and he's in you. He was this Ark of the Covenant was where the Lord lived. And these guys brought this thing home. David was so happy. The Bible says that he started dancing. It was like, yeah, we got it back. We got it back. He started dancing. The Bible says that he, you know the song, I will dance, I will sing to be mad for my, because nothing, Lord, is hindering this passion in my soul. And I'll become even more undignified than this. Woohoo! That comes from that from that scripture. David's wife says to him, dude, why are you acting so, why are you undressing? You're the king, for crying out loud. People are looking at you and you're doing the moonwalk. It's embarrassing. And David says to his wife, I will become even more undignified. I don't care what you say. I love God so much that I'm so free that in his presence, I will do whatever I want to do. And that's the freedom that I want you guys to experience, not only in God's presence at church, but in God's presence at school, where you can be free to be who you want to be. I like this picture. That's the attitude that I want you guys to adopt. When I'm sad, I stop being sad and I be awesome instead. That's it. And the steps, the things that I've been sharing with you guys tonight are steps to be able to say that. Because we can't just start and say, okay, guys, when you're sad, stop being sad, shut up, just be awesome. One, accept yourself. Two, be yourself. C, correct, change. Correct your, when you find yourself going like, no, that's not me. You change who you are. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Listen to this, guys. We are God's workmanship. God made us. All right? Created in Christ Jesus to do good works, to do stuff, to do things in this world, which God prepared in advance for us to do. There's a reason why you are as tall as you are. There's a reason why your weight is the way it is. There's a reason why you speak the way you speak. There's a reason why your family is the way it is. There's a reason why your friends are the way they are. There's a reason why you live where you live. Because God has things for us to do, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. That God is thinking about now? No. That God hasn't thought about yet? No. Which God has prepared, which God prepared in advance for us to do. And one day you guys are going to walk into your destiny, and you're already walking in your destiny, but one day you're going to walk and reach your destination, and it's all going to make sense. This is why I grew up the way I grew up. This is why my family was the way it was. This is why we moved so many times. This is why my parents divorced. This is why we didn't have much money at home. This is why I struggled with church. This is why I struggled and fought with and wrestled with God. It's when you read the Bible that you understand that your life is in good hands. Everything that's happening to you, the series has been about, I'm not okay. And us getting to a place where we can be okay with being able to say, I'm not okay. Because like we said from the very beginning, guys, Jesus said, in this life you will have trouble. But those troubles are shaping you. Those troubles, those hits, boom, are making your ribs stronger. Those thoughts, bah, are making your thoughts stronger. Those blows, boof, are making your heart stronger, making your muscles stronger, so that one day you will walk to the destination and you will fulfill the good deeds that God has prepared in advance for you to do. God is like a life coach. He knows what tournaments you're going to face, what trials, what tests you're going to face. And so what he does now is he coaches you and you don't even know it. You go through stuff and you're like, oh, Lord, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And 2 years down the line, you realize you've got the biggest biceps. You're like, oh, this is why I was going through this stuff. And you wrestle with God your whole entire life instead of realizing that the troubles that Jesus was talking about are the very things that are going to shape you to become the person you are. Oprah would not be the person she is today if she didn't go through what she went through. I choose Oprah because I'm assuming we all know. Molested, abused, sex, all of that stuff. She wouldn't be who she is if she didn't go through this stuff because she wouldn't have anything to say. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm not saying all your experiences are going to be as traumatic. But the stuff that you guys go through, you've got to realize it for what it is. It's not a reason to leave God. It's not a reason to leave church. It's not a reason to say this Christianity thing doesn't work. It's a reason to say, Lord, in the midst of this fire, what are you doing? Because when you come out of it, you're able to take someone else's hand and say, hey, don't worry about it. You're not okay, but you will be. And that's how you change the world, by giving people answers. And lastly, and quickly, develop yourself. Discover what you can do and get better at it. Ask yourself this question, even when you're bored at home, who am I? Revisit that place. What am I good at? What do I like to do? Develop yourself. And don't listen to Homer Simpson. Yeah, it took you guys a while. For people who are wrecking me about my reading, trying is the first step towards failure. Don't ever try anything. Don't take risks in your life. Just live an ordinary, don't do anything. Don't listen to that. Because your failures don't define you. Develop yourself. What are the areas in your life that you need to develop? You know, it's one thing to say, I'm awesome, 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 I'm awesome. That's cool, that's great, do that. But you've also got to be able to say, ooh, but I suck at this. I'm impatient, I think someone said when they were reading. It's good that you know that, because then you can work on it. Or as a teenager, man, I just love girls too much. It's good that you know that, because then you can work on that. Change that love to a different type of love. Whatever it is that's in you, whatever it is that you know you need to work on, character flaw I'm talking about, the stuff that makes you not okay, those are the very things that you need to develop. Identify them. Don't just say, I'm awesome, I'm awesome. That's great, that's awesome. God is making you that. But you've also got to be able to identify the areas in your life where you're not okay. Lights, please. And that's what it is, guys. That's the message. It's an awesome message. It's a life message. It's a message that gives you hope. But it doesn't delude you into thinking that stuff won't happen in your life. My prayer this evening is that whatever happens in your life, whatever's happening in your life, my prayer is that you don't give up. My prayer is the same prayer that Jesus prayed over Peter. When Jesus said to Peter, the enemy seeks to sift you like wheat, I pray that your faith won't fail you. My prayer is that nobody here will be left behind. And the only way you don't get left behind is by sticking as close to Jesus as you possibly can. It's by every time you fall, every time you swear, every time you cheat, every time you masturbate, every time you look at something you weren't supposed to look at, every time you gossip, every time you backbite, every time you betray a friend, every time you sin, you're able to say, Lord, I messed up. I've fallen again. And the Bible says that he's faithful to forgive you. If Jesus says in the Bible that you must forgive your brother, guess what? He will forgive you. If the Bible says that Jesus will wash you as white as snow, guess what? He will wash you as white as snow every single time. Every single time. There's nothing that you can ever do to separate you from the love of Christ. And that's not even poetry. That's in the Bible. There's no angels. There's no demons. There's no height. There's no depth. There's no sin. There's nothing that can separate you from God, from the love of God. God will always love you, but you can choose to walk away. You guys remember the story of the prodigal son? He walked away. He left home. The father didn't stop loving him. It's just that he didn't chase after him. He said, okay, you've made up your mind. Go for it. And he left. And sometimes that's what we do. And some of you need to come back home. Some of you have left Jesus. Some of you have taken a step away from Jesus. And he's over there. You know, when you don't want people to see that you associated with this JC guy, and you're still cool, but he's over there. And this evening, my prayer, my encouragement, guys, go back. Because that's where life is. That's where you'll be able to answer that question. And then your life begins. Because you can stop all the, I have to be this, I have to be that, I have to be that. I'm not okay, but I will be. It's been an awesome series. Yeah, I actually don't even know where I'm going. So I'll stop there. It's been an awesome series. It hasn't been a rah-rah, whoop-de-doo, blah-ba-bee-de-bing-doo series. And I've enjoyed these Fridays because we've had a chance to at least open the doors to some stuff. And I hope that you guys take the steps. I hope that you guys have been listening while you SMS and all the nonsense that you do when we speak. But these are tools that I promise you will save your life. And it's been great. You guys are awesome. I'm rambling now because I'm kind of seeking the Lord to find out what he wants to do. Yes. Yes. Nothing. You put up your hand. I'm looking at you. Oh, peace. Okay. If you guys need prayer, if you guys need to chat, I know there's like 76 of you and only two of us kind of adult leaders here. Come speak to us if you want. Start with a friend. Okay? All right. Come on Sunday. Some Sunday is awesome. We're starting a Sunday is going to be awesome. We're changing gears a little bit. So we're going to go a little bit. We're going to take this series and we're going to kind of take it to the next level, to the next step. Okay, I'm okay now. So what? What does that mean for me? What does that mean for people around me? And the Painting Town Red series is kicking off. You guys, anyone else? Parting words before we go? Okay, we trust Jesus. Jesus is in control. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your presence. We feel your spirit, Lord God. We thank you that your presence is in this place. Father, I ask that you help us all, Lord God, adult leaders and teens alike, to be able to come to you every single time we fall. Father, I pray that you give us a holy self-esteem, not just a high one. I pray that you help us to see ourselves the way that you made us. Father, there's a reason why you made us the way you made us. We've learned today that there are works that you've prepared for us in advance, and they are good works for us to accomplish. I pray, Lord God, that when we forget these messages, Lord God, that you may bring them, Holy Spirit, into remembrance. Your word says that you will bring us into all truth. And right now, we want to stand on that word. And I want to pray it over these guys. That even in their moment of forgetfulness, Lord God, you may remind them of the stuff that has touched their hearts and changed their spirits. We thank you that your word is alive. We thank you that your word is active. We thank you that you're not a dead God. That we don't serve a God who no longer exists, but we serve a God who died and rose again. We follow you because you're real, Father. We follow you because you make yourself real. I pray that you make yourself real to these guys even more than you have. And as my battery dies, I say amen, amen, and amen.